Yeah, that's a blessing. You know, when you study scripture by scripture, you find a lot of facts and all the misnomers that people teach. You know, it just refutes it.
Stay in the Bible.
That's right. And it's written plain as day. I thank God for that. We made it to chapter 25 last week. In Acts, verse 1 reads, "Now when Festus was come unto the province, after 3 days he ascended from Caesarea to Jerusalem. And when the high priest and the chief of the Jews informed him against Paul and besought him, he desired favor against him that he would send for him to Jerusalem, saying, laying wait in the way to kill him. But Festus answered that Paul should be kept at Caesarea, and that he himself would depart shortly thither. Let them therefore, said he, which among you are able, go down with me and accuse this man, if there be any wickedness in him. And when he had tarried, among them more than 10 days, he went down unto Caesarea, and the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, commanded Paul to be brought. And when he was come, the Jews, which came down from Jerusalem, stood round about, and laid many and grievous complaints against Paul, which they could not prove." And it's just like Brother Horton said, they were lying on Paul, and the Romans were courteous to Paul.
Yes, that's right.
Verse 8, "While he answered for himself, neither against the law of the Jews, neither against the temple, nor yet against Caesar, have I offended anything at all." And he told the truth in that statement. "But Festus, willing to do the Jews a pleasure, answered Paul and said, would thou go up to Jerusalem and there be judged of these things before me? Then said Paul, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat, where I ought to be judged. To the Jews have I done no wrong, as thou very well knowest. For if I be an offender or have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. But if there be none of these things whereof these accuse me, no man may deliver me unto them. I appeal unto Caesar." Paul is operating in the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit speaks, or when he gives you a notion to do something, you have to be ready to act on it, or his influence will do you no good. But Paul quickly responded. And now I trust Thurston when Thurston trusts God. So I confess, when everything is going good, that's the time to fortify your life. And I confess that I quickly obey the Lord, so that I can flow with him. That's why I pray that to do all that's in his heart, so that when he shifts gears, I shift with him. And that's what Paul is doing. He quickly appealed to Caesar, which was the best thing to do. That bought him more time. He was able to write more books. The Jews weren't able to get to him.
It's true.
And then he was back in the hand. He was back with the Gentiles, what he was anointed for. And the Lord did great. We just saw what Brother Horton showed, that he had favor in Rome.
That's right.
So I always ask the Lord questions, and faith and doubt. I want to kill doubt. So this week the Lord said doubt, it can be hidden in your mindset, the way you think and process. It can be hidden and you don't know it. But with the wisdom, knowing that, I know where to hunt for it. I confess that I doubt not, you know. And as you learn God's word, the word, is faith begins where the word of God is known. The more faith, the more we learn of God's word, the easier it is to cooperate when the Lord shifts gears or introduce you to more truth. Because every truth that he introduced you to, you have to believe it by your faith and act on it. Even with the anointing, you have to, if you're anointed, you have to believe what God is saying and act on it. Everything is by your faith. It's just from tithes to the anointing. Everything is by faith. I'm standing on God's word. Yesterday he said, Friday he said, faith looks to God and trusts him at his, it trusts his word and it trusts his terms. So your faith, you trust God, you're taking him at his word and you're taking him at his terms. And then as you take him at his terms, you do what he would do and it works. And this will help to destroy hidden doubts that can exist and we don't know anything about it, so that our faith won't be hindered. And, okay, verse 10, then said Paul, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat where I ought to be judged. To the Jews have I done no wrong, as thou very well knowest. For if I be an offender or have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. But if there be none of these things whereof these accuse me, no man may deliver me unto them. I appeal to Caesar. Then Festus, when he had conferred with the council, answered, Hast thou appealed to Caesar? Unto Caesar shalt thou go. And after certain days, King Agrippa and Bernice came to Caesarea to salute Festus. And when they had been there many days, Festus declared Paul's cause unto the king, saying, There is a certain man left in bonds by Felix, about whom when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priest and the elders of the Jews informed me, desiring to have judgment against him. To whom I answered, It is not the manner of the Romans to deliver any man to die. Before that which is accused, have the accusers face to face and have license to swear for himself concerning the crime laid against him. In our law, if somebody accuses you, they have to be in the courtroom to accuse you.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably where they got it from.
Due process. That's right.
And this worked in Paul's favor.
Yep.
Verse 17, therefore, when they were come hither without any delay on the morrow, I sat on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought forth, against whom, when he, the accuser, stood up, they brought none accusation of such things as I supposed, but had certain questions against him of their own superstition, and of one Jesus, which was dead, whom Paul affirms to be alive. And I affirm to be alive as well.
Yeah.
And because I doubted of such matter of questions, I asked him whether he would go to Jerusalem and there be judged of these matters. But when Paul had appealed to be reserved until the hearing of Augustus, I commanded him to be kept till I might send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said unto Festus, I would also hear the man myself. Tomorrow, said he, thou shalt hear him. And on the morrow, when Agrippa was come, and Bernice with great pomp, and was entered into the place of hearing with the chief captains and the principal men of the city at Festus' commandment, Paul was brought forth. And Festus said, King Agrippa, and all men which are here present with us, ye see this man about whom all the multitude of the Jews have dealt with me, both at Jerusalem and also here, crying that he ought not to live any longer. But when I found that he had committed nothing worthy of death, and that he himself has appealed to Augustus, I have determined to send him, of whom I have no certain thing to write unto my Lord, whereof I have brought him forth before you, and especially before thee, O King Agrippa, that after examination had, I might have somewhat to write. For it seemeth to me unreasonable to send a prisoner, and not withal to signify the crimes laid against him. So he didn't have anything to accuse him of.
Yeah.
And he sent him to Caesar with nothing to accuse him of. You know, the world, Satan is always defeated, and we enforce his defeat. In situations like this, which is easily, you know, it can easily happen. It's not as easy in this country because we have, it's is built on Christian principles, it has Christian laws. The laws are for us, not against us. So this is actually a stronghold. This country was made to be a stronghold so that preachers could cover the earth. The wiles of the enemy, you have to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. Sometimes our mind is not enough, and our wisdom is not enough, and even our training. But without notice, without warning, the Lord can give us wisdom for our needs. Let's see, now next time we'll get chapter 26, but Paul was well taken care of, but he always trusted the Holy Spirit. And if people can do that, they can do anything. And I've seen people in all kinds of situations, and they trust the advice of their friends, a church council, the persuasion of the people, fear, and things go south after that. But when you trust the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, it fits every occasion. And you can't lose. If you trust him, you're going to find out that you really can't lose. Okay, we'll pick up at 26 next time. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word, your wisdom. Bless us to go forward in you mightily, in Jesus' mighty name, doing all that's in your heart. Amen.
Glory to God.